take a look at our devotional passage, which, if you want to go ahead and turn to it, is Ezekiel chapter 18. Ezekiel chapter 18. Tonight, as we think about these words that we're going to read from Ezekiel chapter 18, we think about the nature of our God, who is, above all, He's a loving God, certainly. He is just. He is fair. He always does right. He is never prejudiced against anyone. He is never biased. He is not a God who shows partiality. And we know that from many different passages. But this is interesting here because the Jews had a very, you could say, warped view at times of God and His ways of dealing with men. In fact, their own view of what was right and might be fair was, in this case, not what it should be, because they had this view that sometimes, you know, children will bear the guilt of the sins that their parents commit. Not just suffer the consequences of the sins of their parents, but actually bear guilt and be counted, held as guilty, treated differently because their parents did wrong. But God points out that's not His way, and they need to rid themselves of that kind of thinking. And He says a whole lot from the very beginning of chapter 18 on through the end of the chapter, but we're going to focus on verse 19 and following, where God says, "Yet you say, why should the Son not bear the guilt of the Father? Why shouldn't the Son also be held accountable? His Father did terrible things. He should also be held accountable for His Father's wickedness." But He says there, "Yet you say, why should the Son not bear the guilt of the Father? Because the Son has done what is lawful and right and has kept all my statutes and observed them. He shall surely live." God points out an important truth, and that is individual responsibility to do God's will and individual accountability for the choices that we make. Our father, our grandfather might make decisions that are totally different from ours, good or evil. But we are going to be held accountable for the decisions that we personally make. And we're going to be judged based on what we do. He says, look at verse 20, "The soul who sins shall die. The Son shall not bear the guilt of the Father, nor the Father bear the guilt of the Son. The righteousness of the righteous shall be upon himself, and the wickedness of the wicked shall be upon himself." That poses a problem for those who believe that sin is inherited from former generations, that people bear the sin of Adam and Eve, or that there's some kind of guilt that is associated with us today because of what they did way back then. The Bible tells us individual accountability is what God shows us is the reality of how He judges man. But notice in verse 21 what He explains. "If a wicked man turns from all his sins, which he has committed, keeps all my statutes, and does what is lawful and right, he shall surely live. He shall not die. None of the transgressions which he has committed shall be remembered against him. Because of the righteousness which he has done, he shall live." Now that is a very hopeful passage. I mean, think about reflecting on your own life, your own weaknesses, your own frailties, and the knowledge that each and every one of us have that there are sins we have struggled with, there are things that we have done that are contrary to God's will, and yet God says, you put all that in the past, you live according to my ways and you keep them. Whatever it is you have ever done in the past, it will not be remembered against you. That's the love and the mercy of the God that we serve. He explains further. He says, "Do I have any pleasure at all that the wicked should die, says the Lord God, and not that he should turn from his ways and live?" You see, God is different than men. Men can sometimes be like Jonah. You remember Jonah? It wasn't too long ago we studied a lesson about Jonah, who was very upset that God was merciful, very upset that God would actually forgive the people of Nineveh, the Assyrians, and that he would not hold their wickedness against them. Jonah wanted them to pay for their sins. He wanted them to pay for their evil. And so he was upset that God would forgive them. But God is not like that. God longs to forgive. God wants everyone to be humble in heart, penitent, and turn from their wickedness because he wants everyone to live. He has prepared a place of eternal torment for the devil and his angels who rebelled against God before the world was created. However, there is a sad reality that mankind will also join the devil and his angels in that place if we follow in the same spirit of rebellion and refusal to do God's will. God, however, wants every person to have salvation. The flip side of the reality of God's justice is also something we need to reflect on, because we've thus far considered, what about a wicked man? Can he possibly be forgiven? What about no matter even the worst of the worst that we think in our minds? Yes, God says if he turns from it, he'll live. But here then, beginning of verse 24, is another picture. But when a righteous man turns away from his righteousness and commits iniquity and does according to all the abominations that the wicked man does, shall he live? All the righteousness which he has done shall not be remembered because of the unfaithfulness of which he is guilty and the sin which he has committed. Because of them, he shall die. God is saying, now here, you need to think of this. Because they would have in their minds, and a lot of Jews had this feeling of, we are the nation of God's people. Nothing can happen to us. We are the chosen ones. And yet God makes it clear, you turn from my law, and then you persist in wickedness. Do you think somehow there's going to be favoritism shown you? You will answer for your deeds. You will be judged according to your works. Your goodness, your righteousness, which you have done in the past, will not be remembered if you turn from it and commit sin. Yet you say, the way of the Lord is not fair. Hear now, O house of Israel, is it not my way which is fair, and your ways which are not fair? And that's how it often is with mankind. We have our own perception. There's a way that seems right to a man, but the end thereof is the way of death. We must see things from God's perspective, including basic fundamental truths such as this. Each and every one of us here tonight is going to stand before God in judgment one day and give an account for what we have done. I won't go to heaven because of good things that my mom or dad or grandparents did. I won't be lost because of any evil that they did and didn't repent of. I must make choices for myself. First of all, to turn from any wickedness in my life that I have been living in. Or I must make sure that I do not revert or turn away from the goodness that I'm now practicing as if somehow, because of all the good that I've done in the past, everything's going to be okay. If I turn from goodness to sin, I can likewise fall from grace and lose my hope of salvation. And so we must continue in the way that God has revealed for us in his word. He says in Psalm 119, 105, thy word is a lamp unto my feet, a light unto my path. And God illuminates the way that leads to our eternal home where he is. And we make choices day in, day out that affect where we're going to be. And hopefully our choice is that we love God and every day we don't want to turn away from him but draw ever closer to him. But if you have in your life something amiss, something that is not right with God, something that you've been continuing to struggle with, we can pray for you. If it's a sin that you know you need to make right with God, you can do that tonight. If it's a private matter, you can take care of that certainly with God. Maybe you're here not a Christian. Turn to the Lord with all of your heart and faith, believing that Jesus Christ is God's Son. Acknowledge your sin and turn from it. Confess your faith in Jesus. Do what God said then in terms of immersion or baptism. We must be baptized in order to be saved, because that's where the blood of Christ is applied. If you need to come to the Lord tonight, we can help you as we stand and sing.